This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Some 200 Afghan special visa holders and their families arrived in the U.S. Thursday. Many Afghans who worked with U.S. forces haven't left, and there have been reprisal killings by the Taliban.
Absolutely, we need to get out of the country. They are looking after us.
Our future will be dark. They're going to cut our heads too.
Some 35,000 vaccinated Americans are getting infected with COVID-19 every week. While the COVID-19 vaccines reduce the incidence of disease, hospitalization, and death, approximately 0.02% of Americans who are vaccinated against the COVID-19 have still been contracting it on a weekly basis, according to the estimate. The estimate was part of an internal CDC presentation obtained and published by the Washington Post. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Biden administration announced Thursday it will allow a nationwide ban on evictions to expire Saturday, arguing that its hands are tied after the Supreme Court signaled the moratorium would only be extended until the end of the month. Aides to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Sherrod Brown said the two are working on legislation to extend the moratorium. Democrats will try to pass a bill as soon as possible and are urging Republicans not to block it. Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas appeared on Fox News' prime time on Thursday night and took issue with the latest masking guidelines, telling viewers they should resist lockdowns and mandates.
Turns out they're citing a single study from India. And that study, by the way, is assessing a vaccine that isn't approved in the U.S. It's assessing the AstraZeneca vaccine. We dug a little further, and it turns out that that study was also rejected in peer review.
Crenshaw says the CDC's actions are political. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if the months following the January 6th incursion on Capitol Hill were not painful enough for our nation, Democrats are determined to drag it all up again with their investigative show trials that serve as an opportunity to fill the video banks of the mainstream news media with sound bites depicting former President Donald Trump, white supremacist, Christian nationalist, anti-American terrorists. The mainstream media is all over it. The American public, on the other hand, not so much. The massive uproar made by the mainstream media and Washington, D.C. establishments over the Capitol incursion was always a stretch, as the no doubt still very shameful event paled drastically in comparison with the riots of 2020 that caused more than $1 billion in damage and dozens of lives. A new Biden policy starting for federal government employees. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
President Biden says all federal workers must attest their vaccination status in order to return to work.
Anyone who does not attest or is not vaccinated will be required to mask no matter where they work, test one or two times a week to see if they've acquired COVID.
speaking from the White House on Thursday, Biden saying if you want to do business with the federal government, contractors must also be vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. We come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. If you're joining us over the weekend, great to have you with us as well. All the information right there at the website. A plethora of interviews with knowledgeable experts in their varying fields are there and available to you absolutely free because we're givers. Download, share them with your friends and neighbors. Well, the Delta variant, they say now, is spreading like chickenpox, and it has changed the war on COVID, according to CDC docs. The Delta COVID-19 variant appears to cause more severe illness and spread as easily as chickenpox, which made it time to acknowledge the war has changed and alter recommendations on wearing masks, according to a report of internal federal documents. For the last couple of days, the information has been swirling around. This comes from scientists that we want to, we've been trained to believe, right? When the doctor says something, you believe them. But the challenge that we're having is so much of the information that has been coming has been a bit dubious. And now it gets to the point to where you have this impression of being insulted and thinking that they're insulting us with this faux information. And then you find out, and you don't want to necessarily say the doctors are lying, but look at the evidence. If you look at the empirical evidence as presented, even by the CDC, it makes it a bit dubious because, and we want to bring Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org on to respond to this. John, about a month ago, the CDC reported that of the people that died of COVID only, it was less than 5%. You're talking about 30,000 people. That's probably half the normal number of people that expire from the flu every year. And so for all that, we shut down businesses, we've altered people's lives, we've taken children out of schools, we've devastated our economy. I mean, we don't look too smart here.
The way I see it, the reaction to COVID has been a dramatic example of what happens when we cease to believe in God. Mm-hmm. And we don't believe in an afterlife. And so we start clinging to this life at any cost. At any cost at all, we'll do anything to save our lives. If it means selling our children down the river, well, that's fine. If it means destroying our country, well, I'm sorry, the price is just not that high. Turning the country over to radical leftist revolutionaries, well, you know what? Anything rather than take the risk that something might happen to my meaningless, materialist life. It's amazing, but atheism can make cowards of us, and cowardice is not pretty.
Well, you're exactly right. I was speaking with a cancer doctor yesterday, John, And they have an interesting, you know, facility down in, you know, down in Mexico. And just across, actually, and not even in Mexico, because it's more like Tijuana, because it's just on the other side of the border, and beyond San Diego. And they approach cancer rather holistically. And as we were talking, Dr. Francisco and I said, you know, the beauty of having an understanding of the afterlife and a commitment to Jesus Christ is that for you, when you are at that point in life, it's win-win. Because you win, you know, if what you do here and now to adjust your life, and if you overcome cancer, it's a win. If it's time for you to be in the presence of God, hey, look, you got a great win there too. So there's no losing. But if you don't have, to your exact point, if you don't have that question settled in your heart, Lord have mercy. I don't blame you for hanging on.
Because
it's all you know.
Yeah. Right, right. And so we're seeing just the sheer ugliness of paganism. In the ancient world, you saw before people the idea of a good afterlife really existed, when everybody just thought you went to Hades and sort of lived in this miserable underworld. So before Christianity, there was courage, there was heroism, because they didn't know any better. They wanted glory. They wanted respect. They didn't have an image of heaven and then lose it. But today we live in a world where a lot of people remember a Christian vision of the afterlife, and then they've been talked out of it. They've had that taken away from them by the culture, by their upbringing, by churches that have abandoned their traditional teachings.
Yes.
I'm sorry to say, I think Pope Francis's heresies and radical leftist politics have probably stripped a lot of people of their Catholic faith.
Yeah.
So then you're kind of like a spoiled ex-Christian or post-Christian, and there's nothing worse than that. An honest pagan, like an Apache Indian or a Comanche or an ancient Greek or Roman, is one thing. But a spoiled post-Christian, soured post-Christian, like Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi, it's a hideous thing. They have a very sour, jaded view of the world. The only thing that can give their lives meaning are revolutionary projects of radical change.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so look at.
Yeah, and to hear you talk, John, it takes me to the book of Revelations and the indictment of the seven churches, and take a look at where we are. Right now, my good friend Phil Hotzenpiller out of California talks about the compliant and believing church. That is the dynamic tension in the church today. And God, you know, I pray for you if you're involved with one of those conforming churches, because that is that lukewarm church that is spoken of in Revelations that Jesus will spit out. Because it is not, it's not living up to its ordination and why God sanctified them, in much the same way that Jesus cursed, you know, the fig tree. You know, is your church going to be cursed like that fig tree because it's not doing what he designed it to do?
Right. I write about this a lot at stream.org. And I, for instance, just last weekend, St. Ignatius Parish in the city of San Francisco, run by the Jesuits, sponsored the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus and Yale's Whiff and Poofs in a concert at the church. This is after the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus released their video, "We'll Convert Your Children." And after Milo Yiannopoulos revealed that at least one registered sex offender who preyed on boys under 14 was a member of the chorus who appeared in the video and sang about coming for your children.
Is that how deluded we become, John, that we think that somehow that we can put burning coals on our laps and not be burned?
Yeah, I think so. It's called hubris.
It really is, and it's right before us. Ladies and gentlemen, it's up to you, you know, what kind of Christian you are going to be. Are you going to be part of the believing or the conforming church? Dr. John Zemarek is with us. Our conversation will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, that's our admonition today, not to lose hope, because we know the one who is consistent, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's unchanging. He is worthy of our hope and our faith. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org continues with us. John, the administration is increasingly frustrated because they can't get everybody vaccinated. They're not hitting their projected numbers. People are not following their lead because ultimately what we're having the sense of is that they're treating us like mushrooms, keeping us in the dark and feeding us manure, as the saying goes. And, of course, this latest stuff that's come down, with the CDC recommendations and everything, then we find out that this Delta variant, which originated out of India, they do this investigation on a vaccine that we're not even using. They come up with these stats and conclusions, and the CDC embraces them 100% and all of a sudden wants to tighten the noose around our freedoms one more time and put masks on everybody. It's no wonder people are questioning, their intelligence and their veracity.
Well, I think it's really important that we preserve freedom of conscience on questions like the vaccine. And I'm not going to take the dead baby vaccine. And I don't think anybody else should either, unless they're forced to at gunpoint, because it is made out of dead babies. Period. It was made from aborted children. It's either developed using them or tested on them. Every single vaccine that's legally available has the blood of unborn children on it. As I wrote in my piece at Stream.org, is taking the dead baby vaccine our pinch of incense for Caesar? Imagine a vaccine that Dr. Joseph Mengele had made after stealing the DNA of Anne Frank or another Holocaust victim. Well, that is the moral level of the vaccine that was made using aborted babies. They didn't even try to make one without it. They did avoid any animal testing, though. So that just tells you they made sure the vaccines were free of being tested on animals, but not aborted children. And I have to say, I feel like God is setting a test for us. Are we going to make our lives easier and be able to go to nightclubs again or go fly around on vacation at the price of being complicit with the murder of almost a million children a year?
Exactly.
Showing no respect for the dead. So,
Interesting that they would protect the interests of PETA, but not the interests and the souls of Americans. I mean, we're back to worshiping the golden calf here, are we not?
Yeah, well, all credit to the animal rights activists. They actually care enough that they won't take products that were tested cruelly on animals. We Christians apparently don't care enough that we won't take vaccines made using dead babies. And, of course, Pope Francis and most U.S. bishops are the great scandal in this, and that they're saying you have to take the vaccine. It's your duty to your neighbor in charity. Virtually every Catholic college in America will expel students if they don't take the dead baby vaccine. And that is just a profound scandal to me as a Catholic.
Well, without a doubt, John, I mean, we were told that I think there was, remdesivir or there was only a specific vaccine that utilized aborted baby parts. So this is the first time that I've heard. So forgive me and thank you for clearing this up.
Really?
Yeah,
go to LifeSite News. Johnson & Johnson's is the worst one because it actually uses baby parts in its development. But every single one of them, including Pfizer, which used to be kind of a conservative-friendly company, were tested using cells cloned from aborted babies, every single one of them. And at Stream.org, we have extensive documentation on that. If you go to Stream.org and you search on the word vaccine, you will see it is virtually impossible that any of the vaccines were made that currently exist were made without unborn children, based on their own documentation from the companies. It's possible to do it, but nobody has cared enough to try. Because
exactly.
None of us have put pressure on the companies to demand it.
Unbelievable. So PETA did a better job than we did. That's
exactly. So all credit to PETA.
Yeah. And so that tells you that it is doable.
Yeah, it is doable. doable, it would be harder. You know, it's always easier to cheat, mm-hmm. take shortcuts, to show disrespect for human life. I mean, some decades ago, our government decided to cheat when it did the Tuskegee syphilis study.
Yes, exactly.
And left black American men untreated for syphilis, didn't give them what treatments existed, so that we could do a shortcut and you know, find our answers faster. That's exactly what the Nazis did in their hideous human experiments during the Holocaust. They were trying to cheat, trying to get around the boundaries of ethics and sort of cut to the chase and get your answer faster. You know, it reminds me of stories like Faust, where you sell your soul in return for knowledge and power.
Yeah. And the fact of the matter is, John, this is all heading to a prophetic end, a predictable end that God said was going to happen. And all these things that the government is exercising on we the people and that are being exercised and imposed around people around the world is all in preparation for what the book of Revelation calls the mark of the beast, is it not?
Well, I mean, every time that they say you have to do something to your body, or you won't be able to buy or sell, you know.
Yes.
You won't be able to go to work. You won't be able to travel. You won't be able to buy anything unless you do what we say to your body. When I first heard of talking about vaccine passports,
mm-hmm.
And the courageous stuff that Naomi Wolf has been doing, God mm-hmm. bless her.
Yes.
I joked, so are we going to have to get the vaccine on our right hand or on our foreheads? Asking mm-hmm. for a friend. Mm-hmm. Well, I was kidding. But it is starting to feel more and more like I'm living in an apocalyptic novel that somebody typed out single-spaced in a double-wide trailer, self-published and sold at gun shows back in the 90s. But we're in some crazy end times book. The idea that everybody would give up all their freedom because of this relatively ordinary disease that's not that much more fatal than the flu, and they'll just throw their freedoms away with both hands, just start piling it up in the streets. Oh, no, we don't need any freedom. Close our economy. Tell us what to do. We'll just eat, you know, cans of generic food units. We'll eat the bugs. We'll do whatever we say. But for the love of God, let us cling to our empty existences and Netflix and Uber Eats, because we can't live without it. It's just so contemptible.
Well, without a doubt, and to further disrespect life, and to, I mean, it's going to get to a point. I mean, and of course, Planned Parenthood is in glee over this because this just validates all the more of what they're doing, right? Of selling baby parts and doing all that. Meanwhile, David DeLayden, who blew the whistle on them, he's the one that goes to jail. They're the ones that break the law. I mean, that's bizarre, isn't it?
Oh, it's staggering. It's staggering. I another horrendous miscarriage of justice, a piece at stream.org, why Jake Gardner had to die.
Mm-hmm.
Our homegrown Bolsheviks plan to hang all the kulaks. I want to tell the Jake Gardner story. How close are we to the break?
We got about a minute left.
All right, Jake Gardner defended his business against looters in downtown Omaha back in September 2020. The looters attacked his elderly father. They were looting and trashing his business for the third time. And one of them got him down on the sidewalk and had him in a chokehold and was trying to strangle Jake Gardner in his own business while his father lay sprawled on the pavement. Jake Gardner had a legal gun and used it to save his own life and his father's and defend himself. The local DA wouldn't press charges because it was all on video that he defended himself, but rioters. Well, let's continue after the break. I'll tell you the rest.
Well, this is it, John. We're at the end of the segments.
Oh, okay, fine. So rioters surrounded the prosecutor's house for 36 days, and they turned it around and they charged him with murder. 94 years in prison he faced, and Jake Gardner ended up taking his own life.
Read the story for yourself at stream.org. Dr. John Zemarek, thank
thousands
you.
Thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher.
publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Some 200 Afghan special visa holders and their families arrived in the U.S. Thursday. Many Afghans who worked with U.S. forces haven't left, and there have been reprisal killings by the Taliban.
Absolutely, we need to get out of the country. They are looking after us.
Our future will be dark. They're going to cut our heads too.
Some 35,000 vaccinated Americans are getting infected with COVID-19 every week. While the COVID-19 vaccines reduce the incidence of disease, hospitalization, and death, approximately 0.02% of Americans who are vaccinated against the COVID-19 have still been contracting it on a weekly basis, according to the estimate. The estimate was part of an internal CDC presentation obtained and published by the Washington Post. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And guess who's back? Andrea Smith. Oh, we love having Andrea Smith here because she's the tech expert. And she's got all the back-to-school survival kit information that you need, the hottest gadgets for the school year. Because if there's one thing that the past year has showed us, it's that technology is crucial in keeping us connected, right? Students and teachers were challenged with reinventing how they communicate and restructuring their curriculum to support virtual learning, whether students are headed back into the classroom or continuing remote learning or both. It's time to start thinking about the tools needed to ease the transition and set students up for success. And this is why Andrea Smith is here. She's the tech expert. And Andrea, good to have you back as always. How you doing?
Oh, so good to be with you, Bill. I'm doing great, thank you.
Okay, so how will back to school look different this year from a tech expert's perspective?
Well, you know, we're not actually sure, but we're hoping kids are going to be back in the classroom, right?
Yes.
But we have certainly seen in the last year teachers and students rising to the challenge of remote learning, and they just, you know, started using more digital tools to aid in schooling. And I think that is something that's going to stick around even as we return to the classroom or if some people are staying home. Digital learning is here to stay.
No doubt about it. This is not your mom and your dad's school season. I mean, hey, I remember going to school with a number two Ticonderoga pencil and some paper. You know, forget that. I mean, that's how far in the arc ages I was at, because comparatively, I mean, the digital environment is just moving so quickly, and it's so dynamic, Andrea. This is why we love it when you're here, because you kind of keep us up to date with it all.
Well, you know, you're so right about it being dynamic, and it's always evolving. And that is why I really think this year flexibility and portability are going to be the key. Remember, you know, last year not every student had their own device. You know, parents had to go out and get tablets and Chromebooks and laptops mm-hmm. for their students so that they could use them for remote learning. So I think this year you really want to try to be portable, whether your student's going to be headed to the classroom or learning online. This year, the LG Gram 15 tops my list because of its ultra-slim, lightweight design. It has high-end specs. It's got a battery that doesn't quit. You can leave the charger behind. This boasts up to 19 hours of battery life. It's running the latest Intel Core processors. It's got a full HD display, so you'll get brilliant color and clarity. This is great for graphics, photo editing, streaming videos, which is great for a college kid, even gaming, and of course, it's got that all-important HD webcam for online learning.
Right.
And then, if parents need a little help getting the kids back into back-to-school mode, the right lights can make all the difference. WiZ connected light bulbs have a wide spectrum of color and white light, so you can set the mood for whatever they're doing. If you need them to settle down and study and do homework, you can use the energizing white light in the focus setting. Mm-hmm. Time to wind down before bed, try the relaxing warm light. You can create routines, presets of color and dimness. These lights work with your existing home Wi-Fi, and you can control them with your smartphone or
wow.
with your favorite voice assistant. I like them because they are affordable and so easy to use.
Yeah, and if your kid goes into the podcasting business, they've got lighting already. It's already set up. It's brilliant. Let's put those little kids
That's
to work
exactly
here.
Right.
Right. That
Good
is
point.
Incredible. Hey, I'm checking it out for myself. I mean, if nothing else, just the, you know, the mood lighting of, okay, it's time to shut down. My Apple Watch tells me when it's time for me to start winding down. Well, it would be nice to have a little reminder light with the Apple Watch. What do you think?
Well, exactly. And then it just creates this kind of warm atmosphere that makes you settle down and relax, you know, not that bright light that you need for focusing. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, we'll go with you. Hey, Andrea, you know, with all these new devices, I mean, it was tough enough for parents to kind of make sure that little Johnny and little Susie had all their items with them as they head out the door. Boy, now we've got to update our checklist. You know, we've got, you know, Chrome devices they're supposed to have and all these other electronic gizmos to make sure that they're successful in the classroom. And yeah, I mean, 19 hours of battery life, but invariably, you know, the kids, you know, they forget to plug it in, so make sure they have the electronics in which to charge up their devices, right?
Yep, absolutely. And that's great for a college kid, you know. Mm-hmm. Take it across campus, spend the day on campus, but you don't have to worry about lugging your charger with you.
So in terms of must-haves for this school year, what's at the absolute top of your list?
Well, so the LG Gram laptop was certainly at the top of my list, and these lights are at the top of my list. But let me tell you what else you should consider. Smartphones. You know, kids are using smartphones for school. They're using them for classwork a little bit. They're using them for their social life, keeping in touch with their friends right now. So if back to school season means shopping for a smartphone for your student, head to T-Mobile because they've got great back to school offers. But you can also help other students with school supplies as well. T-Mobile, America's 5G leader, is partnering with the organization Donors Choose to help fund school projects, buy supplies, support teachers and students across the country, donating $1 million to the organization. And, of course, they've got some great back-to-school offers for the whole family, including free iPhone 12s when you trade in an eligible device. You can get half-off family lines, or if you're a Metro by T-Mobile customer, you can score an iPhone 12 mini, a first in prepaid, just in time for the school year.
Wow. Wow, we love these offers. That's awesome. Andrew Smith is our guest, award-winning news and technology journalist, spent over two decades as a technology producer at ABC News. And, of course, it's always fun at her house because she's got all the latest gizmos. I mean, all these electronic tchotchkes, I mean, they just come right to your door, right? I mean, UPS already knows. Take them to Andrea's house. She's the tech wonder, and she knows what to do with these things, right?
I try. Listen, you know, I struggle sometimes with setting them up the same way you do. But, yeah, I do get to see the latest and the greatest, and it is the absolute most fun part of my job.
I got to imagine.
And
I mean,
sharing that information with people like you is what I love doing.
Well, I'm excited to hear about this because, you know, being in the radio business all these years and everything, and there was always a tech expert around, and they got all the cool stuff. You know, I'd like to go and check out their offices. I mean, they would come by, and, you know, back in the days when I was playing music, you know, they always wanted, hey, what's the new music, and do you have an extra album? This is back in the album days, right? You know, that you can hand over to me, and, you know, quid pro quo, you know, a little exchange here, a little album for a little tech. I mean, you know. It's all kinds of fun, but I can only imagine at your house in the neighborhood. I mean, you could have a kind of a Tupperware party of tech gizmos, man. You could have everybody over there, and you just blow them away, just letting them have fun, right?
Do a little show and tell. The sad part is, you know, when I have to send them back. That's always the saddest part for me. But
they make you send them back
to play with them.
They make you send them back.
Yeah, I don't get Some things I do get to hang on to because I test products on them. But, you know, some things I just test and write about, and I do send them back because that's the way it's done.
That's the way it works to make the world go round. Well, Andrew Smith, always awesome to have you on to get updated, especially with school year, because, you know, things are always changing. And look, we keep the parents up to date as to what's going on with laptops and mobile devices and, you know, these lights. I love this light. I'm going out. I'm going to go out and get the light. I've got to do it. You know, this is Wiz.
You've got
right?
to go check them out. Wiz Connected Light. If you want to know where to go and get more information, go to d6news.com/school, and you'll get all the information on them there.
She's a tech expert, Andrea Smith. Thank you, Andrea. Take care. Have a great day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill-up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Sharon Ford's going to join us from Focus on the Family. Just an incredible campaign, Suitcases for Children in Foster Care. We've seen movies, heard stories about children in foster care showing up at a new foster home with their luggage stuffed into a plastic garbage bag. Imagine. I mean, this is how they go to a foster home, sadly. The sad reality is the stereotype holds true. Every day, children are leaving their homes with few, if any, items of their own. What they do have, they quickly put in a bag and leave. Focus on the Family decided to do something about this phenomenon and began a test program to raise money to buy suitcases for children in foster care. The first round was such a huge success that now the foster care and adoption team is preparing to travel from Focus headquarters in Colorado Springs to four communities in my home state, the state of Florida, to deliver thousands of suitcases and Bibles. And Dr. Sharon Ford, on behalf of all us Floridians, we say welcome to the state of Florida.
Good morning, Phil. Thank you for having me on your program. And we are so excited to be going to Florida.
Now, when is this going to be taking place?
We actually leave for Florida on Sunday for some pre-work, but on August the 9th at 4 o'clock, we will be delivering 500 suitcases to the first site. We are so excited that those suitcase bundles have a teddy bear, an Adventures in Odyssey Bible for the younger children, and a teen Bible for the older children. We call it our suitcase bundle, and we're going to gift those 500 suitcases starting on Monday, August the 9th. We will go to three additional sites for a total of 2,000 suitcases that will be delivered in Florida to Floridian children who are in the foster care system. We are so excited.
I'll tell you, that is awesome. Go ahead. You're calling it?
We're calling it our suitcase extravaganza.
Well, I can imagine. I mean, you've done this before, and the the smiles on these kids' faces have just got to be so gratifying for you, Sharon.
You know, we want to make, we want to bless a child. Every child should have dignity. Mm. And who wants to carry their things around in a plastic bag and a trash bag at that? Mm. Giving each of these children their own suitcase. And you know what? In each of the Bibles, there is a message, a handwritten message by someone who has been at our ministry, some families passing through, coming to our welcome center, interns have written the messages, employees from Focus have written individual message, donors even have written messages. Every Bible that will be given out has a special message to that individual child.
Can you say which communities, or is that a privacy violation that going to be going to?
I can tell you.
Yes,
we're
okay.
We're going to Sarasota, Pensacola, Fort Myers, and Jacksonville.
Okay, excellent. Well, I'll tell you, what a blessing for these kids. What a blessing for the ministry to participate, because, as we know, it's always better to give than receive. But you need both. You need the giver. You need the receiver. And like you said, I'm envious for you. I'm in Port St. Lucie. I'm on the East Coast, below Jacksonville by several hours. I would have, if you'd have been anywhere close, I would have loved to have stopped in just to witness the expression of these kids' faces and help you in any way that I could possibly do to lend a hand. So I'm going to be praying that all will go well, and I'm sure it's in great hands. And what looks forward, for you and for these kids is just so exciting, Sharon. I'm really, really excited for you guys.
Oh, thank you. You know, we've been working with One More Child, formerly Florida Baptist Children's Home. They're our on-the-ground contact, and they've got locations for us to meet with the foster families, meet with some of the foster youth and children. And so we're so excited about it. And you know what? We're not just going to Florida. We're also going to Kentucky. We will be in Ashland and Frankfort, Kentucky on August the 24th and the 26th as well. And so we're just trying to do a grand. We want to bless these children.
You're not letting Jim Daly drive the bus, are you?
Jim has other speaking engagements, and so he wasn't able to be with us. But we have a team of Focus staff, but there's three of us that are going, and we'll just be there loving on those foster families, loving on those children who come to pick up their suitcase bundles.
Yeah, I'm just teasing about Jim. I was just watching a movie about fatherhood, and what a testimony, and his heart, towards children, and sadly with these children, in many cases they've lost that connection, with their father, and a brilliant idea to include a Bible that they may read about their real father in heaven, who is with them every step of the way. Even though they can't see him, he is there. And it is this is evidence of this. This suitcases for children in foster care is evidence of the father's love, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We're so grateful for all those donors who said, yes, I want to touch a child's life. Use me to do that. And so we're going to be delivering in the month of August 2,300 suitcases into the hands of children to make a difference in their life. It's a small difference, but we're so glad that we're being able to do this because children matter. Their lives matter, and we care for them.
Well, Dr. Ford, this is where big things start. They start with small things, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. You know, giving children hope, putting a smile on their face, letting them know that they have purpose and destiny. We just want to fan that flame on the inside of them, and we will want, in years to come, we will be able to, I might not be alive, but in years to come, there will be victory all along the way in the lives of these children whose lives we're going to touch in the month of August.
Can you imagine the suitcase difference? I mean, you want to follow these kids' lives afterwards to see what happened, because this, in a way, re-identifies them, doesn't it?
It does.
I mean, how would you want to be identified with a garbage bag, versus a suitcase? Wow. Huge difference.
Yes, it is. one day at a time, one step at a time, one caring person at a time, touching the life of a vulnerable child. And God is using us, equipping us to be able to do that.
Well, I just pray for those donors who have participated and co-labored with the Focus and with you, Sharon, in all your hard work, that God would multiply. That would multiply a blessing to them in such a grand manner that they will know that they know that it is from the hand of God undoubtedly, and that this will even seal their faith all the more because of their generosity to these young kids. Because as we read in the Bible, you know, God cares about kids. He cares about kids. He cares about orphans, cares about poor people.
You know, I stand in agreement with you. And while Jim Daly won't be on the road with us for this trip, these two trips, I know that he has stood with us in prayer. You know, his own story, having once been in foster care himself, mm-hmm. he personally has a witness, a testimony about that. And so we go with his blessing. And I thank God for every donor who said, God, use me to touch the life of a child. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful.
And you just never know. You know, what you're touching, how you're touching, and it's not that everything has to be some grand, miraculous thing, because even the smallest of miracles is still a miracle, isn't it?
It is. It is. We don't know when that child holds their own Bible, picks up their own suitcase, what that will speak to them. Only God knows that.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that every suitcase has been prayed over. Every single one. You know, as those bundles were being packed up to be shipped to those locations, everyone has been prayed for. And the Holy Spirit will manifest in those children's lives.
Amen. Amen. When you present them to the children, do you do this in front of other kids, or is this a one-on-one presentation to them? How do they receive the suitcase?
So in each of the four Florida sites, their foster families will come with them, with that young person to mm-hmm. actually pick up the suitcase.
Okay? I see. And these foster families haven't had them at their home yet, right? I mean, these are the foster families that they've been assigned to, right? So here they get their foster family and mm-hmm. and they get a suitcase. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Throw that garbage bag away. That's not something you need to identify with you. You're gonna leave, you know, where you've been and be in a foster care home with a suitcase. And boy, this really ups the presentation and the idea of being welcome, doesn't it?
It does. It does. You know, every child wants to know that somebody cares for them and that mm-hmm. they matter. And what this is one small way, you know, to let them know that there are people who yet care for them, advocate for them, who
exactly.
are praying for them.
That have not forgotten them. Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah,
and what throwaway
yes.
children.
Right, exactly. And how are the foster parents? I got to imagine, you know, their response to this is one of joy as well.
You know, I spoke to one of the foster care administrators at One More Child yesterday, and he said that they were signing up because they're registering to come to each of the four sites. He said he was sending out another blast. He said people are so excited that this opportunity is being made available to them, and so they're getting registered to hold their spot.
Oh, this is so cool. Dr. Sharon Ford, I can't wait to hear a follow-up report on the giveaway of these 2,300 suitcases to children in foster care. Congratulations to the team. Focus on the family for your hearts, and as well, as we said, that God would multiply the blessings to all involved, including the donors. Thank you, Dr. Ford. You take care. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. You take care. Bye.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As Dr. Wallace